variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Renaissance woman, Melissa Itell Duran, dancer, educator, author, novelist, so many things, wife, mother, and certainly podcast and radio show host. She's the subject of two separate documentaries. You can go to MelissaVision at Roku TV and Amazon Fire. Without further ado, Melissa Itell Duran, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
Doing well, and the Trump trial is in the midst, or the, I should say the latest Trump trial is in its midst and going on in, I guess, real time. And what's your take from what you've been hearing? I know, hey, listen, neither of us are experts on everything that's going on there, but what's your initial reaction to what's going on in the New York Trump trial?
Well, I don't think it looks too flattering for him. And it's obviously a biased jury. It's New York, after all. I've heard many opinions from judges who are television fixtures, television commentators and personalities, many of whom feel that it just looks bad. I mean, and then others who feel, oh, the jury will find this all ridiculous. But I don't know. I think it's just, it is from, not only from the testimony and the pre-trial opinions of the prospective jurors who were interviewed on camera beforehand, but of also just the demeanor, reports on the demeanor of Trump during this whole thing. I mean, he's been out of line, which is not unusual for him, not surprising.
That's par for the course.
Yes, yes, he's fallen asleep in the trial during the proceedings. Of course, you know, anyone else, it's easy to fall asleep, and you know, with things like that, it can be very tedious. And I guess if you're really exhausted, it can put you to sleep. But this is no ordinary proceeding. This is a former president who is running for re-election. Well, he's running in his own right for the third time. And he's been very, very vocal in his opinions about the present administration. And here he is being, you know, indicted here and there, and now up for trial for allegedly misrepresenting his payments to Stormy Daniels. I mean, a personal affair. I mean, it happens all the time with certain people. They. I don't know if there was a non-disclosure agreement or he just. It's just a cover-up. It's probably more hurtful for his wife or Melania to have to relive all this. I'm sure there were many other episodes that we don't even know about or we have heard about in passing. But it's being turned into a federal case because they claim he violated campaign finance laws and, you know, and the way he handled this. This went from Michael Cohen, who was the fixer and was going to be paid back for all these funds, to David Pecker, the former head of the National Enquirer, who worked with Trump to squash any stories about any other indiscretions. So, I mean, I'm looking at it. It looks it's disgraceful. It looks bad for him. He does not look good in this. And yeah, his base may say they're going to rally for him. Truck drivers say they're going to be there for him. They're going to be protesting for him. They're standing by him, but I don't think that's going to be enough for him to win the election. And you know, there's a very good possibility he could be, you know, convicted. And then what is the Republican Party going to do?
Yeah, they've have their lot in life this year for 2024, and it's Donald J. Trump. And by the way, I think if I was David Pecker, the first money that I got from Trump, I would have gone in to Supreme Court and had my name changed terrible name, you know. And it kept saying Pecker said this and Pecker said that. You know, it sounded like somebody that would perform on film with Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, yeah. Right.
You used to call her Stormy Weather. Stormy right. Daniels.
Stormy Weather, yes, you're right. Stormy Weather, right. But look at Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
He never changed his name, and he's now got a radio show on WABC.
Yeah, he wears it with pride. Well, you would think
exactly.
if you have a name like that, watch your behavior when it comes like to waist below the waist. You know, like make sure you don't do anything. Well, just watch what Anthony Weiner's done, and just do the opposite of what he's done. If you got a name like Pecker or Weiner or something like that, again, Melissa Eitel, Joran.com also is a place to watch the two documentaries. Frank McKay here with Melissa. But, you know, it's how much did former President Trump give Stormy Daniels? Was it $150,000 or was it in the millions? What did he give her?
What was it? I think it was in that neighborhood of $150,000, maybe a little less, give or take. I don't remember exactly, you know, so she would keep this quiet. I mean, and then he alleged there was no such affair. I know there's another woman, Karen McDougal. He says he never met her, of course. The lies just go on and on, but is this unusual behavior? No. I mean, people do a lot of hush money things when they're in high places, and they have to cover their tracks. But this is beyond an embarrassment. This is a blight on what we're seeing. But because he's Donald Trump, everything is going to be magnified.
Yeah, well, I've got to say this, and I alluded to it off mic a little bit to you that, what I think an effect could be, but I'll give you, and I'm going to be very careful because I know the woman who told me this listens to us regularly, and she said that, and she's a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, and she's voting for Trump, but she got a call from Trump people asking her for money, and I think they were asking her for $100, and she said, and you know, as long as I don't use a name, she said I could repeat this, but she went up and down one side of the guy that was calling up asking for the money, and what she said is, are you kidding me? This guy gave $150,000 to a prostitute, and you want me to give him money? And she said he's disgraceful, and he's a liar, and he's this. He really is a liar, and he's the lesser of two evils, so I'm voting for him. But are you kidding? What gall you have to call me to ask to give a billionaire money, a supposed billionaire money? Why? So he can give some prostitute so he can cheat on his wife again? And she said this, and you know, this isn't verbatim, but all the facts that she said, and you know, she'll let me know if I got it wrong. But I'll tell you what, she absolutely, ripped into them for calling and asking money. I don't believe she's the only one that feels that way. And I also think if he gets a conviction, and when I say he, I mean former President Trump. Mm-hmm. If there's a conviction, even if it's in New York and we know it's all, quote unquote, pardon the pun, but trumped up charges, even if people are thinking that, there might be a few people that say, I'm not voting for a convicted felon. And all they need is a few. And when I mean a few, I mean a few thousand in swing states. And if they swing a couple states to President Biden, you know, that's all that needs to happen. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, you know, a couple of thousand votes, tens of thousands of votes, let's say, switch hands or switch sides or just don't come out and vote for Trump. That could be all that's needed to get another victory for Biden. Now, I don't know. I'm out of the prediction business because we don't know that he's even going to be convicted. But I got to believe he's going to be convicted here in New York. And I don't think it's fair I don't think it's a fair jury. It's in New York City. They're not going for. Maybe they'll hang the jury. Maybe one person will hold out. But I don't know, Melissa. What do you think about what I just said?
No, I think you're right on the money. I think this is going to benefit. This could very well benefit Biden. I mean, happen to catch the dinner on Saturday night, the White House, the National Correspondents, or whatever they call it, the White House Correspondents Dinner, which they hold every year. It's around this time of April. And I saw a little bit of it. I wasn't impressed because I didn't think much of Colin Jost.
Yeah.
It was the
MC.
Yes, I didn't care. I wasn't laughing. I'm sitting there going, yeah, that's funny. I don't find anything funny. I could have done a better job up there.
Of course.
He bored me to death. But then again, I lost favor with SNL. I really have.
Oh, is that who Colin Jost is, an SNL person?
Yes.
See, I wouldn't even know that unless you said that right now.
Yeah, well, you're not missing much. He's the news anchor on SNL when they do their news bit for, 20 minutes or whatever it is. So he and the other guy, I forget his name, but he's married to Scarlett Johansson, by the way.
No kidding.
Yes, he met her when she was one of the hosts a couple of years ago.
And, no kidding.
She was
there,
of course. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson was. Yeah, he's bettered himself in life, definitely.
Wow. Is he a very handsome guy? Because Scarlett Johansson, Scarlett Johansson.
Johansson,
she's considered a sex symbol. Although I don't, she's a beautiful woman, don't get me wrong, but I don't think she's, the top 10 or whatever.
I wouldn't, she's nice. She's okay looking. She's nice looking. She's been around. She's a big actress with the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, Pepper, right? And, isn't she Pepper Potts on Iron Man? With Robin Downey Jr.
She plays that Russian Natasha, I think her name is. I don't know. I don't remember these things. But she rakes in the dollars. I mean, I don't know what the salary is for these people. I'm sure it's in the neighborhood of 20 million and up, maybe. So he's living quite well. And and she was in the audience. She was laughing hysterically. I guess I don't know. I was not, so maybe I have no sense of humor. But
me neither. When it comes to some Saturday Night Live things.
Yeah, sure. And he was the MC, and Biden spoke, of course, for a good portion, and they must have propped him up for this or something. But of course, they wrote his jokes for him, and he was taking shots, pot shots at Trump. I'm a grown man. When it comes to age, I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old, meaning Trump.
Wow.
And, and all kinds of things.
Was he funny at all?
Biden?
Yeah.
I guess for Biden, he was funny. But people were laughing out of respect for Biden. I think his jokes were better timed for some reason. I don't know who wrote them for him. I don't know who his speech writers are. But they were, I think it was better. And I mean, let's face it. Biden might have been propped up for this, and he's 81.
I think they shoot him up. They shoot him up with something.
Yeah, they must. But, you can tell this is an aged man. I mean, I don't know what's going to be when I get to be 81. I don't know if I'll be here or not.
Right.
So it's hard. This is the hardest job in the world, and he doesn't have this enormous charisma or strength. I mean, let's face it. He's not Henry Kissinger, who could still hold a conversation, could talk to you about policy, until the sun goes down. But that was Henry Kissinger, an exceptional intellect, who made it to 100 and had a terrific mind to the very end. This is not the same thing. But there are people of comparable age, like Geraldo Rivera, who's I think he's just under 80. He might be he might be clinging to his late 70s.
Yeah,
he's more energetic. He's
sharp as hell. Geraldo's sharp.
And he's in great physical shape. And he's just better. He's in better health. He's just everybody is different. So for Biden, this was a good moment for him. But you can tell when you listen to the voice has very little strength. But at this point, with the way things are going, I think it's a boost for Biden. He may actually
pull us off.
We'll have a repeat of 2020, and I don't know what's going to be. Is Trump going to? If the Republicans allow him to go ahead with this, from behind bars. Although I don't know how they're going to arrange this. You can't just dump him in Rikers Island.
No. You know? No way. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be in. I don't think he's going to be in prison. I think they'll tie it up in appeals and different things like that. By the way, let me just remind people, Melissa Itell-Jurin is the voice that you're hearing, Frank McKay here with Melissa. But I heard a rumor, now I don't know that this is true or not, but I heard a rumor that Biden died 6 months ago, and they're just carrying him around like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh,
and
really?
I heard another rumor, too, that they put, they got a voiceover going, and they put peanut butter on his teeth, like at Mr. Ed. They used to do with Mr. Ed to get him. But I don't know if that's true.
So it's a stuffed Biden. Somebody stuffed him, and he's being carried around like a taxidermic bird or something from... prehistoric times, an extinct bird, the dodo bird.
Oh, that's terrible. I feel like we're ageist or whatever. But, well, hey, listen, he's president of the United States. It's free. He's free game. You could make fun of him.
Yeah.
Just like we can make fun of Trump. But let me tell you, though, I'm starting to think more and more that the tide is going to turn and more people are going to turn off to Trump, and the Dems are just going to ride it. He's an incumbent, and Kamala Harris is no great shakes. Gavin Newsom is a wild card. Plus, if you put him in there, does Kamala Harris split the convention somehow, and everybody get mad? And how do you do that? How do you overlook her? Hillary's still waiting for the bat signal to go off. And you know, that's not going to happen, let's face it. But anyway, I think that, you know, Biden is their guy. And if I were a Democrat, I think I'd be feeling more confident now than I was even 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you're right. But, you know, wait and see. You know, he gets support, Trump, from the innermost sanctum of his MAGA followers. But you know, if this were anyone else, any other candidate for president with such a record, he or she would bow out. You know, that's the respectable thing to do.
Yeah.
I wonder what Nikki Haley is thinking. Have you heard anything from Nikki Haley lately?
Nothing at all. I wonder what she's doing. I don't know. I imagine that the White House. Correspondent, just jumping back to that for a second, the White House correspondent dinner, it's usually takes a lot of shots at the president themselves, right? I mean, the person that goes up there, I remember Imus went up and it was controversial and it was really harsh and he made fun of the president, he made fun of Newt Gingrich and Clinton, he went after Clinton and Clinton was the president. I don't know if that's the norm. But let me see Nikki Haley. I just Googled her for a moment. Let's see what happens when, 7 hours ago, what Nikki Haley's primary voters tell us about support for Donald Trump in November, and that's the Wall Street Journal. And let me just peek at that. I think what they're going to say is that many of them are not going to support Donald Trump under any circumstances. That's what I mean. I think... lopsided wins. Hold on. His key challenger, Nikki Haley, showed Trump's biggest vulnerabilities heading into the general election in November. Yes, they're basically saying that Nikki Haley's supporters, many of them, are going to sit it out and or vote for Biden. So, and we heard that. We heard quite a bit of that in Iowa, I think. We talked about that. And DeSantis voters were saying, we're not voting for Trump no matter what. Now, maybe things change and people say what that woman said earlier, one of our listeners, what I referenced was that that the lesser of two evils, that Trump is the lesser of the two evils from a political standpoint. But I don't know. Let's see how this all Nikki Haley's zombie campaign is drawing swing state Republican voters away from Trump. That's from The Nation. What kind of publication is The Nation? Is that left-leaning?
Yeah, I think that's more to the left.
Yeah, okay. So, well, that's not shocking. Fox News, Nikki Haley welcomes husband Michael home from National Guard deployment, end of year-long prayer. All right, that's not really touching on that. Anyway, but Nikki Haley is, you know, she's still in the news. You know, she's still in the news, and it's all about a protest vote against Trump. Now, the other thing, and we've talked about RFK a little bit, and there's another woman who ran. Oh, gosh, how come I can't think of her name? But they're saying that that RFK is clearly going to hurt Trump. Now, he's an anti-vax guy, and I know he's got the name Kennedy, but I don't think anybody from the Kennedy family or anybody that was around during Camelot, so to speak, sees Robert Jr. As being anything close to Robert Sr. or to JFK. He's not a Democratic sweetheart, and he never had a chance in a Democratic primary against Biden. It would have been a joke. But, you know, here's a guy who can get 10%. And I think also Trump is attacking RFK, which would give you an indication, that that Trump thinks that RFK is hurting Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was supposedly going to be the other way around, that RFK would be hurting Biden. But a lot of independent voters were at one time on the fence about who to vote for, and I think, you know, they're seeing they're weighing the options, and the thought of supporting Trump with all that's going on is rather stomach turning. So they'd rather go with a maverick like RFK Jr. Although I question his whole campaign and his choice of a running mate, this very wealthy Silicon Valley attorney who was married to a big Google executive, and for whatever reason he chose her because of her youth. It just doesn't make sense. She's not. I would have expected someone else. Not Aaron Rodgers, or who's that? Who's the wrestler? Who was governor at one time?
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes, yeah, not those two, but somebody else. Nobody ever heard of this woman, but here she is now. She's his running mate. To some political pundits, that does not look like a very serious-minded choice.
Yeah, well, they're. Everywhere I look, RFK Jr. Is predicted to take more votes away from Trump than Biden. And I thought that from the beginning. You know, he's an anti-vaxxer. He's anti-everything. He also clings to many conspiracy theories. By the way, right. I mean, I don't want to get, into this at this point, but I have always voted. I've always voted for independence. Mm-hmm. I've always voted... Other than John McCain, who I got to know personally, and we backed, and Ronald Reagan, I've always voted for people who had no chance to win whatsoever. And I very well could vote for RFK, even though he's, he looks a little nutty and whatever, sounds a little nutty. But RFK dismisses, this is The Guardian, dismisses Trump as unhinged after being called a Democratic plant. A Democrat plant, and BBC said, "Will RFK take more votes away from Trump than Biden?" Now blasting USA Today says, "Donald Trump is now blasting RFK Jr. for taking support from him." I don't think he would be doing that, Trump, if it wasn't showing. So yeah, Trump's got a couple of problems on his table, and first is his legal problems. Second is what his legal problems are doing to him physically and mentally, because he does look like it's getting to him. Am I right?
I think it is. I mean, he looks haggard, as you were saying.
Yeah.
He looks very haggard. It is wearing on him. And I don't know. What does he do when he isn't campaigning? You know, the trial itself takes a long time. But
golfs.
What does he do?
Does he golf?
He golfs. Yes, yeah. That's exactly right. And then maybe he'll make an occasional appearance at a bodega, you know, in New York City.
Yeah. Little photo op.
Good. Yeah, yeah. So I don't see the great campaigning. This may very well be the repeat of the 2020 results, and we're going to be stuck with Biden again.
Yeah. Well, what was I going to say? It's, you know, you wonder where everything's going to go. It's hard to predict. A Trump-Biden rematch probably means maybe, I don't know, you imagine they go, the voters go for Trump, I'm sorry, they go for Biden for the presidency, but at the bottom, below, I don't mean the bottom, but below there, they vote Republican and have a House and a Senate Republican. I'm not sure. You know who's trying not to make that happen, as strange as it sounds, is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She can just not keep her mouth. She can just not keep her mouth shut. She is a disaster.
Yeah. Well, her party's turning against her.
I think so. You know, Johnson is making deals with the Democrats, right? I mean, he's got no choice. He can't get anything done with these right wingers. And he's got to make a deal. And Johnson, to call Johnson, like, left-leaning would be just a lie.
Mm-hmm. Right. He had an epiphany after listening to both sides. He realized, you know, he couldn't align himself with, very well align himself with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and a lot of these, you know, radical Republicans who are against giving aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, you know, threatening him with his job. And he came to realize, you know what, he's going to stand up for his conscience. He's going to go the way of his conscience, and bravo to him.
Yeah, just amazing what's going on. But again, back to Trump and the trial. Where are we now? Do you know where we sit with the trial? What day are we on? What's going on? I know Pecker.
She was the star witness.
Star witness with a terrible name.
Yes. So he's gone. He finished his testimony. Who would be? I don't know who's up today.
Oh, Rona Graff testified. I know, yes. Rona.
Yeah. I know.
How was she?
Mention it. She didn't want to shake hands with him.
Wow.
He wanted to shake hands with her. She wouldn't shake hands with him in front of the jury.
Wow. Now, does that mean that she just thought it would look inappropriate, or she's got some problems with him?
I guess she's, you know, standing her distance from him. She doesn't want to, you know, she doesn't want it to reflect badly on her. She probably feels this is not the time or place, and it makes him look a little, you know, it casts some aspersions on him.
Didn't she say something? Didn't they ask her, did you like him working for him? And she said, I wouldn't have worked for him that long if I didn't like him.
Yeah, she did. She did. But
what are you going to say?
Yeah, you know. I don't think she wanted to just get that friendly in front of, you know.
But it had to do with aesthetics, right? With optics?
Work with optics, exactly. That's what I think.
Why would he do it? Why would he, you know, reach out? Just a natural reaction? I mean, I don't think that's a good idea for him to do that. Because shook his hand, it looks like she's in his pocket. And then,
Exactly. And I think she just didn't want the wrong impression. And I can't blame her.
Right.
I mean, she didn't do anything. I don't think she did anything wrong. I don't know what the extent of her knowledge of these transactions were. This was all Michael Cohen's. Michael Cohen is supposed to testify, and we know how.
Yeah, we know how that's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know, Trump and Michael Cohen have, just to say the least, they're not on speaking terms.
Yeah, oh, to say the least. I mean, here's Rona Graff. I'm just looking. Yeah, she's lovely lady, and I mean, personality wise, everything. You know, she's just, I like Rona Graff a lot, and I don't know how she came across. Testifies in hush money trial. I'm just looking. Who is Rona Graff, former assistant, who is testifying against him? Now she's a witness for the prosecution. You know, they might have had a gun to her head too. You know, saying, "Look, you know, you can get in some trouble for this." Yeah, she's a serious assistant. She's not, you know, just some secretary. I mean, she's a serious person. Rona Graff. I've seen her put vice presidents of Trump industry in tears, you know, like just, you know, they were frightened to death of her if she got mad. I mean, she's a serious player, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, you know, one guy in particular, I don't want to, you know, I know the guy, so I don't want to say it, but I mean, she chewed him out very quickly, and I thought she was fair, but yeah, it was, you know, Rona Graff's nobody to take lightly.
No.
So how do you think her testimony sits for him? They wouldn't have brought her on. You know, you don't bring somebody on, you know, if you're the prosecutor, unless you know how it's going to go. So
right.
He must have, Trump must have, former President Trump must have felt that that Rona had no choice and she had to testify to whatever she did. But that she didn't go out of her way to hurt him is probably what he thought, right?
Yeah. I think she's trying to tread a very careful line.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. This is a tough situation.
So what's next on the trial front? What do we expect to hear next? Cohen is going to, we know what that's going to be, you know, terrible. And then do you believe the defense is calling witnesses? Or do you think the defense will just arrest and just say this is a mockery? You know, they're just trying to railroad them. Are they going to do that and just say we're not calling any witnesses?
I know Trump wants to testify. I don't think that's a good idea.
Wow. you know, if he testifies, they might get him on perjury.
I know.
He should not testify. You're crazy to testify.
Yeah. Well, the trial is actually on break today because of the Passover holiday.
Yeah.
It resumes tomorrow. But, Michael Cohen is going to be there. I mean, he's going to come on soon, eventually.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Melissa Itell Jorn, you can see her on Melissa Vision on Roku TV and Amazon Fire. Frank McKay here. You could also see her at melissaiteljorn.com. And when all is said and done, all that matters really is how it's going to affect the election. If President Trump gets reelected, he'll pardon himself, right? He'll just say, you know, none of this matters, and then he'll get statements coming from it'll be a wash. And I don't think there's any way that you're going to put the President of the United States, who was elected for a second time, I don't think there's any way you're going to put him in prison. And if he pardons himself, I have a feeling the Supreme Court will back him. The last thing they basically said was basically he could do whatever he wants, almost, right? Clarence Thomas was saying that, and some of the other people were saying that. On, you know, the Supreme Court justices were saying that. So I think, you know, his whole game is to get himself elected, and if he's not elected, then all bets are off. I mean, he really could go to prison. He might have to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out. I mean, where are they going to hold? They can't clear out Rikers Island and put him there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they could be tied up in appeals, that's for sure.
He's going to be next to a guy with barbed wire tattooed on his forearm named Lou. And he's going to be trading smokes, cigarettes for food and different things to get. Yeah, it's a disaster. Yeah, he's not going to Rikers, but he'll go to a white collar prison. But mm-hmm. I just can't see it happening. I mean, can you see him in prison?
No. What is he going to wear? A jumpsuit?
Yeah, orange jumpsuit.
I don't know. I mean, this is. Who was it? Eugene Dobson. Ran for president behind bars too back in the 20s.
Yeah.
He was a third party candidate.
Lyndon LaRouche,
yeah, yeah. But these were third party candidates.
Yeah, they never had a chance to win. This is
different.
So what is the timeline exactly? I mean, when do you think this trial will be over?
It's supposed to be a six week trial. Started on the 15th.
All right, and where are we now? What is it? We're 2 weeks into it?
Yeah, it's week three. And also, don't forget, they're off on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's not 5 days a week straight. They get a break on Wednesdays. That's just the way it is.
So sometime in May, late May, mm-hmm. we're going to know the outcome of this trial.
We should.
Right, so if they say you're guilty... What happens?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, of course, it's...
PO, right? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the fact, if he's found guilty, that's just the fact of the guilty verdict.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. I'm not disputing that at all. But what I'm saying, what happens, there's no way they bring him into custody.
No. I can't see that they're going to... I know.
I think you'll have a civil war.
Right? Yeah. Right? Okay, let's go. Let's handcuff you.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll never let them do that.
Oh, no. Of course. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Exactly. He says it's a kangaroo court. It's all Joe Biden who's pulling the strings.
Wow. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Yeah. It is. Now, of course, the judge is entitled to be, you know, to follow his own political, you know, his own political leanings. He has been a Biden donor. He's been a donor to the Democrats. You know, but then again, this is old hat. This is New York. What do you expect?
Yeah. What a mess. What an absolute mess.
And it's a mess, and I think it's going to play into Biden's hands.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt that's going to happen. So here's May. So appeal. You know, an appeal. I imagine an appeal is going to come down, and if he wins the appeal, does it cruise him? I mean, where would the appeal be? In New York? It has to be in New York, right?
I imagine so.
Wow. You know, I mean, do we the insurrectionists? Do they do something? You know, the same type of people that January 6th produced. Do the crazies storm something? I don't know. I don't think we could. I don't think we could predict what they can do. But I don't know. I just can't see them locking him up. I can't see them putting him in handcuffs under any circumstances. Maybe they say, you know, we'll see what happens with the election, mm-hmm. and they just take it as a win that it's going to mean that he doesn't get elected. But if he doesn't get elected, then I could see them trying to throw handcuffs on him.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. This gets weirder and weirder all the time. And by the way, Trump and DeSantis, they actually met for the first time in many months since the end of the primary season. I don't know what that conversation was about. Maybe it's just, I don't know, they want to clear the air. But DeSantis, I think, is definitely going to, he's going to try again in 28.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. You know, he might end up being the front runner too. You know, either him or Nikki Haley.
Yeah. I mean, they saw the writing on the wall, but I don't know. I think the party made a terrible mistake backing this guy, and handing him, you know, giving him the knee, and, you know, bending the knee to him and kissing his ring. I mean, I don't know where this party is. I don't know where they're afraid of him. If this were any other person running for the highest office in the land with such a background, with such a record, he would leave the race. He would suspend his campaign. He wouldn't even think of going any farther.
It's amazing. It's a mess. But there's no way he's backing down. And the thing is, there might be a practical reason for him insisting on running, and it's to make sure he doesn't go to prison. You know, if he's just regular Donald, former president of the United States, I mean, does he get thrown in the hooscow?
Yeah, that's true. Just to keep him out of prison, because he's oh my God.
Well, Melissa, as always, we thank everyone for tuning in each and every week.
We sure do. We sure do. It's us against the world.
Yeah, no doubt. Melissa, great job as always.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
And thank you to everyone for tuning in. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next week on the Melissa Itell Jurin Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell Jurin and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.